on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, November 5th, 2018, here on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chatango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So tomorrow's the big day. Midterm election season, Tuesday, November 6th. Anytime there's a national election, I always like to point out that it's a pretty interesting parlor trick that your local news can tell you at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning exactly what percentage and exactly what number of voters have cast ballots for whom when the polls haven't closed and a single vote has not yet been counted. So notice tomorrow, pay attention tomorrow, and maybe we'll cover it. I do from time to time, the fact that this is happening, and it's, you know, it's a statistical impossibility, not just an improbability. It is a statistical impossibility. I look at the national election pool Wikipedia entry. It's been whittled down a little bit more, it seems, just barely an entry. Because, you know, we don't want people knowing too much about this scandalous little parlor trick. The only person I've ever heard speak about this issue is the late, great Jack Otto. The Voter News Service was the last iteration. He mentioned it. No one else I've ever heard mention it. Not once. And it's interesting because on election day, your local news will tell you who you voted for before you even make it to the polls. They are giving you statistics that are impossible to give you. It's literally an impossibility to tell you who, what percentage of how many votes have been cast and what percentage of them have been cast for what candidate. It's impossible. It's impossible. Think about it. So people will say, well, you know, it's the exit poll data. That's what the National Election Pool is, the organization now. It's the rebranded organization that's been around for quite some time, at least since the Voter News Service. But this is a practice that's been in place since, you know, since Dick Gregory talked about his 1968 presidential bid when he was blown up at the polls. And I think even the New York Times reported that. And then, you know, quickly that was changed and suppressed. Anyway, this is not a new practice. I think it was it Stalin who said it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts that votes. So the National Election Pool, according to Wikipedia, the National Election Pool is a consortium of American news organizations formed in 2003 to provide exit polling information for U.S. elections, replacing the Voter News Service, which had failed disastrously in 2002. Really, what happened? It wasn't a failure, actually. They just got caught. That's all. See, what happens is this organization, which is a consortium of American news organizations, so-called, you know, this is the dissemination liaison, if you will. So basically, when you think about it's an organization. How do I put this? So you have on, say, on the left side, you have these member companies, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, Fox, and Associated Press. On the left, you have those. Then in the middle, you have this organization currently called the National Election Pool. And then you have on the right nefarious influences whispering to the National Election Pool, which then disseminates information out through the news organizations. And there's plausible deniability. All they're doing is reporting what they get from the National Election Pool. But who and what is the National Election Pool? Why does no one ever talk about that? Black box voting, who cares? It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts that votes. And what is the National Election Pool doing? How are they able to tell your local news affiliate how many people voted, down to the actual vote count, the number and percentage for what candidate? People say, well, they say election exit poll data. Really, exit poll data can tell you precisely how many people have voted? Do you see anyone there when voters check in, standing there with a clipboard, checking off or making hash marks? That's one voter, that's two, that's three, that's four. No one's keeping track of that. How do they know? So the scandal comes in, you know, when you have the hanging Chad incident, or Ohio is always there, you know, always a problem in Ohio. Vote fixing, vote rigging. What happens? The National Election Pool says, this is how many people voted. Here's who voted for this guy. Here's who voted for that guy. And then when people who aren't, you know, when the lovely assistant didn't get the memo on the magician's parlor trick, the lovely assistant actually counts the votes and goes, okay, here's the votes, and the numbers don't match up. Oops. Nah, that's when we run into hanging Chad problems. Well, you know, it was an honest mistake, because, I mean, there's a hanging Chad, and so you could see that would clearly – No. Has nothing to do with hanging Chads. Has everything to do with rigging of the system and a stupid parlor trick. I can't believe no one talks about this ever. It's impossible for the local media to tell you how many people voted and for whom, to the exact vote count and the exact percentage per candidate. That is a statistical impossibility. It is not possible. I'm surprised that there aren't, you know, John Nash is out there talking about this. Guys, this is not possible. How is this happening? This is a literal mathematical impossibility. It cannot happen. Not only can it not happen once, it can't happen time and time again, year after year after year. But according to the what's left, the vestige, the, you know, whatever vestiges are left of the Wikipedia entry, because it used to be substantial. If you go back and look, it just keeps getting whittled down and whittled down. But if you look at the even the remaining Wikipedia entry for the National Election Pool, and you should tell people this. We should be telling people this now. That's how you break this propaganda machine. You get out in front of the propaganda and you tell people, here's what's going to happen. Have you ever thought about the fact that it's awfully strange? It's actually impossible for someone to tell you how many people exactly watch that ticker tomorrow all day. Exact number of votes, exact number cast for this guy, exact number cast for that guy. People will say, you know, and you say, how is that possible? It's not. And they'll say, well, you know, it's because of exit poll data. Okay. So maybe, you know, based on exit poll data, you could guess, I don't know, maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of potentially relative accuracy, what percentage of people voting are going to be for one candidate or another, but where is the number in there that gives you any sort of quantifiable interpretation of how many people voted? Somebody counting people that go in? No. Every precinct? No. Well, you know, we have exit polls at, you know, stations at certain key precincts, and you're counting every voter in every precinct? No, that's not happening. Then how is it possible? Answer, it's not. And the scandal is when, again, the lovely assistant missed the memo on the vote count and percentages. Ta-da, here's the vote. Oh, oops, sorry. Was that, those numbers don't match? Oh, I messed up the trick again. So we should be talking to folks. Don't you find it odd? I mean, that seed of doubt should be planted in everyone's mind. Don't you find it odd that you're watching on the ticker the vote count and the percentage attributed to each candidate when not a single vote has been, well, not a poll has closed and not a vote has been counted yet? Isn't that strange? You really think you can do that from exit poll data? Try it. I defy anyone. Let's you know, see if we can get Edison Research and Matovsky to agree to some organic challenge. We're gonna arrange the same circumstances you say that you guys use, only we're gonna pick the people. It's gonna be totally random. It'll be a blind survey. We'll pick the number. We'll pick the people. We're not going to tell you when and where. You be ready at a moment's notice. Let's see how good you really do. And why aren't the results ever published? You know, if it's public information, because it's disseminated through these member news agencies, so-called legacy captured media, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, Fox, Associated Press, the member companies. Anyway, here is the full Wikipedia entry for this organization that's been around for years, been at the heart of every major election scandal. It's been at the heart of every, but we don't hear about it. Again, that's ironic. You don't hear about it. Why is that? Well, we had problems with our, you know, survey data, but now we don't, because we accurately predict every election all the time. Really? You guys buy lottery tickets? Because that is amazing. You accurately call every election? Really? Election cycle after election cycle? And nobody finds that suspicious? They brag about it. That's not suspicious? You've got to be kidding me. The hubris to brag about it in plain sight. And no one in this country seems to care. I've talked about this for over 10 years. Around that time was when Jack Otto, in that Forbidden Knowledge talk, that was when he talked about this. Who else is talking about this? Jack Otto talked about it. Ever heard anyone talk about it? I haven't. You want to blow the lid off, blow a scandal wide open, talk about this. You want to talk about how elections are fraud, how, you know, Carol Quigley, the idea that, you know, the two parties, blah, 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 you know, is only, you know, is acceptable only to the doctrinaire. And John Adams, same thing. Two great parties, organized under its leader. and concerning measures in opposition to each other, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. There is no such thing as two parties. It's a one-party system. It's the business party. Corrupt corporations and corrupt people get ahead in this country because we've lost our way. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But it is. It's the business party. It's the corporate party. A corporation has no soul, has no heart. And I agree with Thomas Jefferson. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living, not corporations. They're dead. But we have a death cult ideology worship in this society, and that is basically swallowing up the world. And, you know, in that, in the world of pirates, the one-eyed man is king, and there is no loyalty or honor among thieves. You know, that to me is most perhaps as evident anywhere else as it was in the 2016 election. And the same thing, it's going to be worse this time, and it'll be worse in 2020. You see it. It's, you know, we've talked on this network, even Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter, you know, talking about things that seem suspicious. These certain people getting these bombs, news media outlets, legacy captured media, saying these devices, they're photographing allegedly explosive devices and saying, you know, who would do that? Who would do that? Photograph a device and then put in their story, these are not hoax devices. Why do you suppose they have to say that? Even Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter were castigated for saying, this seems really suspicious. Seems like a put-up job. So the one-party antics are right out in full view, and people say, what do you mean one-party antics? Well, it's like WWF. Remember, speaking of Donald Trump, wasn't he a participant in WWE? No stranger to this. There are no sides. It's all theater. Kind of like that fight over the weekend, if you saw it. Seemed rigged. Daniel Cormier, Derek Lewis didn't seem disgusted. It looked like he had to throw the fight. Anyway, that's the same political theater. So in 2016, Kris Kobach and the vote-stealing, vote-suppressing interstate cross-check system were used by the Trump campaign. And Greg Palast wrote an article. He's been the only person, really the main person, talking about these vote issues for the last 20 years, the vote rigging. So he wrote that article in August of 2016 that Donald Trump would steal the election, and here's how. Rolling Stone magazine article. And the interstate cross-check system, Kris Kobach. And then the Fox is put in charge of the hen house. You know, we're going to make sure that elections are fair. We're going to use this guy who's always rigging elections and suppressing votes to make sure that, you know, oh, that's a great idea. That makes perfect sense. Anyway, so the interstate cross-check system was used to suppress at least about 1.1 million votes. It was a tight race, right? Publicly. Meanwhile, Democrats are trying to register illegal immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. It's whoever can run the most corrupt, rigged campaign, the most dishonest, unscrupulous campaign, that's who wins. Those are the people that raise a lot of money from these corrupt corporations.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
back.
You're so very special.
Oh my goodness. I don't want to get ahead of myself. So the national election pool, there's a point to this. It is scandalous what happens, but I'm just going to read the Wikipedia entry and then we'll move on from there. This is what it says, what's left, what remains of the Wikipedia entry. It used to be substantial. And it was obviously much more explanatory. And that's another thing. You know, there are millions of Wikipedia entries. How long would it take, say, 100,000 people to do the sorts of entries that have been made? You don't think that's automated by certain organizations? It's been proven. That's the subject of much controversy that seems to get memory hold from time to time too. Anyway, I'm not saying that Wikipedia is any kind of a credible source. I'm just saying it's it's not generally considered conspiracy central. And it even says this still. So the National Election Pool is a consortium of American news organizations formed in 2003 to provide exit polling information, for U.S. elections. But you don't hear that, do you? What is the exit polling information? You don't know. That's part of the parlor trick. Replacing the voter news service, which had failed disastrously in 2002. The system produced skewed results. That is, you know, the voter news service, it's the same now. Anyway, system produced skewed results in the 2004 presidential election and in the 2016 presidential elections. Uh-oh. Now that one's added. That's new. I haven't seen that before. As of 2017, member companies were ABC, ABC News, CBS News, CNN, NBC News, Fox News, and Associated Press. ABC, CBS, CNN, and NBC. We're down to four instead of six. And the entry adds Fox News and the Associated Press formerly were part of the pool, but left in 2017 due to plans to conduct their own exit polls and other experimental alternatives to gauge voter sentiment. That's new. The pool contracts with Edison Research to conduct the exit polling. The Associated Press performs vote tabulations. The organizers, and here's where it gets interesting. The organizers of the pool insist that the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data is not to determine if an election is flawed, because as I always say, they already know it's rigged. They already know it's a parlor trick. They don't need to determine that. It's already determined. They already know that. But rather to project winners of races. Oh, so this is the reason for this. Yeah, project winners of races. The National Election Pool, in effect, exists to predict or project winners of races. Despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner. Listen to this. Despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner since the current system was put in place. And in other words, they're batting 1,000. They have 100% call rate. 100%. They call every election accurately every time based on exit poll data, supposedly. Do you find that suspicious? Is that not odd? However, to avoid the premature leaking of data, collection is now done in a quarantine room, quote unquote, at an undisclosed location in New York. Now, that's not suspicious either, is it? All participants are stripped of outside communications devices until it is time for information to be released officially. That's not suspicious either, is it? The organizers of the pool insist the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data is to project winners of races. Despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner since the current system was put in place. However, to avoid the premature leaking of data, when does this ever happen? Collection is now done in a quarantine room at an undisclosed location in New York. All participants are stripped of outside communications devices until it is time for information to be released officially. You know, you just take those two sentence pieces and give those to people. Does this sound suspicious to you? Because it sure does to me. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So tomorrow is election day, right? November 6th, Tuesday, November 6th. It's the big day. And I've been talking about the national election pool. Tomorrow is election day. I think we all should be not just watching the ticker. I'm always awestruck when I see it. My goodness, doesn't anyone else see how just plainly obvious this parlor trick is? This is not possible. These numbers they're projecting, they are not possible. And people just, I mean, it's astonishing. You know? It's all a trick, but we've been duped, I guess, conned into believing that because no one is objecting to it, it must be legitimate. It must be real. I'm really astonished every time. It's just, it's an outrage to me. It's so offensive and insulting to the intelligence of anyone with an IQ above, you know, their shoe size to do that and insinuate that that is believable, plausible in any way. It's not. It's offensive and insulting. It really, it infuriates me. And that's a huge understatement. And I think I'm more offended that more people aren't outraged. Explain to me, someone, how this is possible is what I want to say. I want to go talk to the local news stations and the local anchors and reporters and say, explain to me how this is possible. Find a mathematician, find a statistician who can explain how this is possible, because it's not. Well, you see, Chris, what you got to do is you got to take and go ahead and no, don't even do it. It's not possible. It's really insulting. So, this gets back to my point. What is the connection? Well, John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles on the American Revolution, specifically on that subject matter, February 13, 1818. What are we talking about? What was the American Revolution? What did John Adams say? Well, he wrote to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818, 200 years ago, and he said, we should remember this 200 years from now. That's literally what he wrote. Hopefully Americans remember that. Those principles and feelings ought to be traced back for 200 years and sought in the history of our country from the first plantations in America. That's what he wrote. It's been 200 years. Glad we reflect on this diligently from time to time, thoughtfully. We just go off, find a quiet place, reflect on these words. We're encouraged to do that. We encourage one another, exhorted, admonished. What does it mean to be American? Is it unique? Is there something unique about the Great American Experiment? What is it? I'm glad we don't engage in mindless slogans that don't mean anything. That actually, if they mean anything, mean the opposite of what they mean on the face of them in Orwellian fashion. So John Adams wrote, "The American Revolution was not a common event. Its effects and consequences have already been awful over a great part of the globe. And when and where are they to cease?" But what do we mean by the American Revolution? And it's interesting. I'll just add as a little sort of side note. You know, I mentioned Aaron and Melissa Dykes' recent video. Aaron's particularly The Secret History of the Order of the Illuminati, where he's reading from primarily he's reading from a handful of books, and I'm laughing because, you know, Wikipedia or YouTube in its you know, telling you what to think fashion these days, not heavy-handed enough to demand that you only read this, but close enough. There's that little disclaimer below the video, above the title, Illuminati designation in the use from the 15th century assumed by or applied, blah, 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 blah. Encyclopedia Britannica link, Illuminati designation. Anyway, thanks YouTube. So the video, Secret History of the Order of the Illuminati, in which Aaron reads predominantly from a collection of books, Terry Melanson's Perfectibilists. I call them the Suggestibilists because they're conning everyone else into buying into their death cult ideology. John Robison's Proofs of a Conspiracy. That was the big one, obviously, published back in 1797. Illuminati Manifesto of World Revolution. That was 1792. Fire in the Minds of Men, Origins of the Revolutionary Faith, and Memoir Illustrating the History of Jacobinism. And that's an old one, too. I think, you know, there are some others I would definitely probably include. A couple of Nesta Webster's books in there. But I digress. So anyway, the reason I mentioned this video is because if you watch it, you get hints of, you know, Jeffersonian intrigue, you know, John Adams as well. And I am inclined to I'm on the fence. It's interesting. I watched it and I was kind of suspect of my own beliefs. You know, what do I really think? So anyway, the point is if you go back to what was going on at the day, just in a sort of, you know, 30,000 foot view, and I could be entirely wrong. I'm not saying I'm an expert. I haven't written a book on the subject, but in my own limited understanding, the lodge system, I would say, first of all, that Freemasonry dates back to, people say, you know, when was this? Does it date back to Solomon's time? Sure, actually, I would go back to, like I always do, Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel. What was happening? And who does this describe? What group or, you know, sort of folks do this kind of thing? So Genesis chapter 11, you know, we're talking about the Freemasons in general, Masons, stonemasons. Genesis chapter 11. Now, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. Gosh, that sounds familiar. You have people trying that today? Is there an app called Babel? Babel Fish? And do we have an obsession with this kind of thing? Came about that as they journeyed east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, this is after the flood, obviously, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. Who makes bricks? And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. Who uses bricks and mortar? They said, come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. Who does that? Who tries to do their great works all the time? And let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we'll be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Who makes for themselves a name, a great name that endures throughout the ages? Uses brick and mortar, builds great cities. Who are the builders who pay homage to their great architect? Who does that? Anyway, that's Genesis 11. So I always go back there. But the real intrigue of the using the lodge system as a sort of back door to the seat of power everywhere is, in my understanding, most notably tied back to the Premier Grand Lodge of England in 1717. And from there, things start to get interesting. So you fast forward from there to the unholy alliance between the former Jesuit priest at the University of Ingolstadt, Spartacus, Adam Weishaupt, and his buddy, Red Sign. Everybody says Red Shield. It's Red Sign. It was the sign hanging outside of his dad's business. Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Bauer, who changed his name to Rothschild. And so, you know, they come up with a plan, and from there, suddenly these perfectibilists, so-called suggestibilists, as I'd call them, start to infiltrate the lodge system that really most notably came onto the scene in an organized, concentrated fashion with the Premier Grand Lodge of England in 1717. So it wasn't that much longer afterward. And at the same time, Spartacus is penning this plan. You know, there are things going on around the world. We had the beginnings of the revolutionary period in, you know, the early 1760s. And so this was all, I would call it sort of fairly new, the way that this new reinvigorated, re-envisioned satanic plan to, you know, for world domination was being hatched by Spartacus and his buddy Red Sign. So you see, as Aaron reads in that video that they just put out, Secret History of the Order of the Illuminati, it seems like you have contradicting views from guys like George Washington on this group and their infiltration of the lodge system in America, and what guys like Washington seem to sort of endorse or condone, then later they're not. And anyway, if you read any of that at the time, you do any studying, and again, I'm no expert, in my limited understanding, what I get from all of that is there was intrigue happening, and some people undoubtedly knew and most probably didn't. And to what degree, who knows? More compartmentalization, that secret society again, Bacon and Dee, Francis Bacon, John Dee, who, you know, the society that would see all and be seen by none, controlling things from behind the scenes, the unseen hand, you know, the hidden hand. They don't take those photos anymore, do they? Where, you know, the hand in the jacket. So when it comes to guys like Thomas Jefferson and John Adams specifically, I don't know. I can't say, you know, I know as Aaron wrote, you know, or as Aaron read, that Jefferson wrote sort of sympathizing. He sounds like a Weishaupt sympathizer, and I'm aware of that. But the thing that sways me, leads me to believe that Jefferson was not what I would call a Weishaupt or Illuminati sympathizer, was his volume of writings to the contrary. And I don't get the sort of intrigue from him that I get from guys like Hamilton. I could be entirely wrong. Or, you know, Thomas Paine, for example, who I would call the first American communist, so to speak. Not that he was the first, but, you know, most notable, speaking of common sense, which really isn't entirely. So that's my perspective on those matters, for what it's worth. Anyway, I think there was something different and unique that was happening in America, and we've discussed it to some extent on this broadcast. The fact that it seemed like something different was happening here, something similar was intended for France and America, but something different happened here. That's my view. I think that a number of folks who've done research, including some who've done a lot more research than I have on the matter, share that view, for what it's worth. That's why, you know, when I mention Jefferson and, you know, him writing to Madison saying that this is a profound question, that in his letter in 1789, which was a very pivotal moment, he's writing about this question, whether one generation of men has a right to bind another. Seems never to have been started either on this or our side of the water. Yet it is a question of such consequences as not only to merit decision, but place also among the fundamental principles of every government. And we don't hear it. What is the question? Course of reflection in which we are immersed here on the elementary principles of society has presented this question to my mind, and that no such obligation can be transmitted, I think, very capable of proof. I set out on this ground which I suppose to be self-evident, that the earth belongs in usufruct to the living, that the dead have neither powers nor rights over it. He's not a death cult ideologue. That's evidence enough that he's not a pirate to me. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hopefully that makes sense. I'll kind of conclude on this and I get back on track in the second hour, and I'll bring it around. It'll make sense. And my hope is that we turn things around in America, that we really have progress, because remember, Santayana was right. In The Life of Reason, the phases of human progress. What is progress? What constitutes progress? Well, you know, we hear, you know, progressive. I'm progressive. That sounds great. Everyone wants to be progressive. But I think Santayana was wise in his observation that progress, far from consisting in change, as we're led to believe in America today, depends on retentiveness. Otherwise, you're like a dog returning to its vomit. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And not just repeat it, but repeat the worst of it. A corollary to that is perhaps, I think, you know, I've observed, I think that entropy or Murphy is evidence of the curse from the garden. Entropy and Murphy is evidence. Or is it, what's his name? Oh, gosh. It's not Murphy's Law. It's, I forget. It's, oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue now. It's going to bother me. Anyway, Finagle's Law, I think, if I remember correctly, which is proof of Murphy's Law or Finagle's Law. Anyway, entropy and Murphy's Law, entropy and Murphy is evidence of the curse. What do I mean? Well, have you ever noticed? I'll finish that thought in the second hour here in a second. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about, 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And this fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.